this week's Torah reading, which is called Miketz, at the end, we find that at the end of 2 years after Yosef remained in jail, 2 more years, we find the dreams of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And famous dreams, he dreams of 7 fat cows, 7 lean cows, all of them coming out of the Nile River. And the 7 lean cows eat the 7 fat cows, and they don't look like they just ate 7 fat cows and so on. So this is part one of the dream. Part two of the dream is 7 ears of grain, very fat and good, and 7 lean ears of grain eating up exactly the same idea, eating up the fat grains, and they didn't look like having eaten the grain, the good grain. And this is basically the dream. Pharaoh called all the masters of his land, all the magicians and all these, you know, these kinds of people to interpret the dreams. And basically they offered interpretations, but those interpretations were not really good for Pharaoh. And that's when, we're going to learn more details about this, but that's when one of the nobles of Pharaoh, the one that served the cup of Pharaoh and so on, he remembered that there's such a guy, Yosef, in jail. He interprets dreams. We learned this in the previous reading. And they called Yosef, and he basically offers a fantastic interpretation of the dreams. The 7 fat cows and the 7 good fat ears are actually 7 years. And then the 7 lean cows and the 7 lean ears are actually another 7 years. 7 years of abundance, fat cows, and fat ears. 7 years of famine, hunger, those are the lean cows and lean ears. And it's going to be such a difficult hunger that it's going to, quote unquote, eat the 7 good years. And basically, that's the interpretation of the dream. And then Yosef gives a counsel to Pharaoh. He says, you know what? Right now, you should look and find a very wise person. And this wise person should actually control the gathering of grain through the 7 good years. You should store as much as grain as you can. And that's going to be the grain that you're going to eat in the 7 bad hunger years, years of hunger. That's basically what Yosef says. And Pharaoh says, wow, such a great sage, such a great wisdom. I'm not going to find anywhere. You're going to be the guy in charge of Eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. Now, there are a few details over here that need to be analyzed to try to understand what's really the wisdom of Yosef. And why didn't the magicians of Pharaoh didn't think about this? If the cows were coming out of the river, we know that the Nile River is the source of sustenance for the whole Egypt. Egypt is in the middle of a desert, and there's just one river. From that river come all the abundance in Egypt of anything. So if the cows were coming out of the river, that means something has to do with abundance, with food. And if lean cows are coming out of the river, that means from the river, from the source of sustenance, something bad is coming. So it doesn't look like it's such a great wisdom of Yosef to understand that 7 fat cows, 7 lean cows, 7 good years, 7 bad years, it's not such a difficult thing. Our sages tell us that the magicians of Pharaoh, they offered basically 2 different explanations, and Pharaoh didn't like any of them. First explanation was, you're going to have 7 daughters, and then you're going to have 7 daughters passing away. God forbid, 7 good daughters, so to speak, they're going to be born. 7 bad daughters, they're going to die. And they offered another explanation. You're going to conquer 7 places, and then 7 places are going to rebel on you. Basically at the same time, because that's what we see. The whole problem of the dream was that the 7 fat cows actually lived at the same time as the 7 lean cows. And the same thing happens with the ears. And basically, everybody understood it's just one dream. It's not just two things happening at the same time. No, it's just one dream. 7 cows, 7 ears, 7 cows, 7 ears. Everything is one thing. Furthermore, imagine a strange guy, a foreign guy coming out of jail, and suddenly he's giving advices to the king, to Pharaoh. Nobody asks you. You only talk to the king if the king allows you and asks you something. Otherwise, you shut up. And suddenly what we find over here, Yosef's giving advices. And Pharaoh was amazed by the advice. What's going on with this? So the explanation is as follows. The truth is that Yosef understood the dream, and the main point of the dream is the seven cows living at the seven fat cows living at the same time with the seven lean cows. And the same thing happens with the ears. Yosef explains why two times a dream, because God is really hurrying himself up, so to speak, to actually make this happen. 7 years is going to start, seven abundance years, and so on. That's why two dreams. Fast. That means fast. But the main point and difficulty that the magicians of Pharaoh found in the dream is things happen at the same time. That the king of Egypt could have seven daughters are going to be born and seven daughters are going to die. This could happen because they had many wives, and therefore he might have had much more than 14 daughters. And that's happening at the same time. But still, the Pharaoh didn't really feel this was good. Why? Because daughters don't come out of the Nile River. They come out from somewhere else. So Pharaoh didn't find this explanation proper. Now, about the seven cities being conquered and seven cities rebelling, it's not so common that a king goes out to conquer seven new places at the same time, and suddenly at the same time he wages war with seven other places, 14 fronts of war at the same time. It's not really common. So that's why Pharaoh didn't like the explanation of his magicians. But the explanation of Yosef explained perfectly this idea of the seven fat cows living at the same time with the seven lean cows. Why? Because exactly this is the point of the advice of Yosef. The advice of Yosef is not something added to the interpretation of the dream. It's part of the interpretation of the dream. While you're having abundance years, you should know that within those years, throughout those years, you have to store grain in order to be able to live in the bad years, in the hunger years. That's why Yosef says, from the dream itself, you can learn that you have to do something in order to have abundance or food in the bad years. That's why during the good years, you're thinking about the bad years. And during the bad years, you're eating the food of the good years. That's what really amazed Pharaoh. He found the action, what has to be done within the dream itself, in the interpretation of the dream itself. And this is what actually Yosef explained. Good years, bad years, during the good years, work for the bad years. Now, what's the lesson for us out of all of this? One idea we could extract is the way we live right now, it is as if it was a dream. Actually, the psalm says this. Ha'inu kecholmim. When God brings Moshiach and when God brings redemption and he's going to be revealed and so on, we're going to realize that we were like dreamers. So right now, we live like dreamers. What does that mean? What's a dream? A dream is a situation in which weird things really happen. Even our sages do say, an elephant going through the really, really small hole of a needle. That could happen in a dream. And the elephant continues being an elephant, and the needle continues being a needle, a small hole, and so on, and still it goes through because it's a dream. The same thing happens to us in a positive way, so to speak. On one hand, it's a bad thing that we don't see godliness, but on the other hand, it's an amazing thing that even though we know who we are, and even though we know we could improve and we could, and so on, still God gives us room to be in his world, and he gives us opportunities to turn ourselves into something better, to develop ourselves, to change, and so on. And that only happens in a dream, so to speak. Because even though we are as bad as we know, and so on, we still have a chance to be better, to improve. So we have to learn from these dreams, both the dreams of the previous reading, the dreams of this reading, that God, through this exile thing, which is like a dream, is giving us a tremendous and amazing opportunity to grow and to connect with him.